WBFO News reached Jasmine Jasing on her cell phone as she traveled through busy Washington traffic. The 2006 Bonner grad now works as an auditor for a small firm in Virginia. She was very humbled to learn she will be one of 11 gift bearers participating in the Pope's Mass later today.
I'm hoping the Holy Spirit will be able to calm me down and be there to help me, you know, me and the other gift bearers to walk up the stairs to Pope Francis to receive our blessing.
Jasing is originally from India, a country where less than 2% are Catholic. Her family moved to suburban D.C. so she could attend a Catholic high school. It was a difficult time in her life as her mother died from cancer.
I was born and brought up Catholic. I was a cafeteria Catholic. My mom was a strong Catholic faith in her life.
Jasing later ended up at Bonner because she played tennis and a coach from a rival school suggested her to the Bonnies coach. Her faith is strong and she chairs a group called 270 Catholics.
It's great help young adults get closer to Christ.
What are Catholics of your generation saying? What do they want from the Catholic Church and the Vatican?
You know, with Pope Francis, he is so amazing. Like, he is a people person, and he's very open to everyone, and he actually comes down to our level, but also helps us to rise us up to our faith in God.
And Jasing says she's attracted to Pope Francis's down-to-earth style.
I hope that he is able to, you know, provide a great message of God's love and telling people to have more faith and putting their trust in God.
Jasing attended rehearsal for the Mass Monday night. That's when she learned she will be receiving a special blessing from Pope Francis.
Where he will bless us all individually, either touching our forehead or arm.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.